leave your wife. The anan in our case, the mishnah b'mikdash tanan. Our mishnah mashmas says both cases of nid and mikdash, and it only says by mikdash that if you leave the longer route, you chayiv, and if you leave the shorter route, you potter. What does our mishnah say by nidir also? If you leave the longer route, you potter. If you leave the shorter route, you chayiv. Elamishum, the answer is like dummy, true, but they're just opposite, they're not alike. Arucha docha by nida. If you leave the longer route, that means you wait until the aver is made and then you leave. Ketzorad osam. That's by taking the shorter route by the midrash, like your potter. And the arucha the hosam, over there, taking the longer route, that yechayiv, is ketzorad ocha. It's taking the shorter route out over here, that you leave right away. Therefore, it's true, there's a ketzor and arucha, but just the opposites. In the base of Migdish, taking the shorter route out, you potter. Here, taking the shorter route out, just going out right away, you chayiv. That's why he doesn't want to put both cases together.
Oh, yeah.
You have some advice. Maskevlo, here, 2 lines down from the top. Maskevlo, Rauchuna, Breda, Rav Nosson. Is it true that Abayi said, Onusu, and we're talking about now this last case of David in Onus. That's why he's potter for the Yitzhiyah, for going out for the pre-show. Alma means potter for the Kalisa, for going in. The last mission is talking about Yechai for the pre-show, because for the going in, you're in Onus. Alma, the Shalei Samach Levesta communion. We're talking about where it's not Samach Levesta, it's not near her period. So the husband's not supposed to think she'll be a leader. Therefore, for the actual Kalisa, for the starting of the deal, he's an honest, he's not Chayav Korban. I, Rabbiya Diyom, a Chayav Shtayim. Rabbiya is the one that says, Yechayav two Chatois. If you're two Chatois, two Korbanos. And the Havim in the way that Rabbiya is talking about our Mishnah. So I can say our Mishnah is only Chayav for the Prisha, but for the Kalisa, called an honest. Abai himself first heard that Yechayiv two Korbanos. Alma b'Samach Levesta askinim. That our Mishnah is also talking about Samach Levesta, means when a period is supposed to come, and therefore that's supposed to stay away from her. So therefore, for the going in also, this could be Shogeg. So now it says, no, Kiyitmed Abaye, where did we learn Abaye's halachim? That he said there's a case by a leader that Yechayiv two Korbanos. The Alma Itna, he's telling that there is such a case. But not that that is the Pshan Nau Mishnah. The Pshan Nau Mishnah is you only chayiv for the Prisha. But for the Kenisa, you're an Onis, it's Shrei Samach Levesta, for that you're potter according. You only chayiv for the Prisha. That's what Abayi said, in such a case that we had before, where he's a Talmud Chochum was there and not for this, that's the Alma, there is such a case, but not that that is the Pshan Nau Mishnah. Now, boy in the name of Yonasin ben Yosi ben Akunya, we have Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekumya. Azora leboya nida minayim. Where is there an Azora lav? As it so on the Kenisa itself, we had a lav before. It says there, we don't go near it either. That was the Gemara said before, where the Azora is. Let's see. On the Prisha. That I was saying, if you went in when she's Tehera, just in the middle she becomes a Nida. I was saying now, you chayav the korban for the Prisha, so the klal, you only chayav the korban, if the Tehera also says a lav, there has to be an azor in the Tehera. Otherwise there's no chayav korban. So the question is, you're telling me now, for the Prisha alone, you also chayav the korban, where is the azor, where's the lav? There's only an essay to go out. But where is the azor? At the bottom place it says, Loimechayim Chatis Elim Kein Yesh Po Lav Midi Yevi HaPesach Umino. But there has to be a lav involved. The question is, where is there a lav in such a case? Azor LeBernidim Minayim Minatera. So when he got angry, he thought, he asked him, how do I know the Klal is also to be with the leader? So Shokal Kolo, he took Rashi says pieces of regov, he took a piece of mud and tossed like baby, threw it at him. Azorah leboil nida, he asked me, where do I see in the Torah there's a lav not to live with the nida? The pasuk says clearly, the elisha benidas tumas ole tikrav. It says clearly, do not go near a nida. So what are you asking me? Eli meant to say like this. My question was, Azorah lemishamish matera. In a case where it's the middle of the month, where you're out to live with your wife, she's not a nida now, she's not near a period. So the Bia, when you went in, was Mita. The Om Yaloi, in the middle of the Bia, Nitimesi, she says, now I feel dumb, now I'm Tomei, the Lo Nifrish Miyad. How do we know there's a lav? No one. How do we know there's a lav? There's Nazara, not to leave right away, like we learned before. You're not supposed to leave when the Aver is still, the Tisha is still hard, but you have to wait until the Aver is made, it comes off, and then leave. So how do I know this? Or Machiski, Yomakor, the Pesach says, Utehe Nidosa Olov. It's an extra word, Olov. The word Olov is Mashma, that the Yisra Nida still remains upon him. Afina Bishas Nidosa, say Olov. Even though she's already a Nida, still the Yisra is upon the husband. What does that mean? What's the extra Chiddush here? In our case, where she was Mutter at the beginning, she was Tehera, and then she becomes a Nida, that the Hei Nidosa Olof, and the word Olof, Taisha says, is still on him. So Ashtar Chonetze, true, this is the Mitzvah's essay, that it says, with Hei Nidosa Olof, that she still has the Yisra essay of Nida on her. But Leisa Seminolon, where is there an Azor alive in the Torah? Like we're saying, Yoni Chai B'Korbin, if you have an Azorah. So that's our question, where is the Azorah to give a carbon over here? That was his question. Right, right. This is an Isser essay, Tani Dosa Love, just telling us that the Isser Nida is upon him. But where do we see there's a lot here? Sumara says, Omerath Papa, Omakor, the Pesach says, Le Sikrav. It says over here, V'el Isha, V'ridah Tamasa Le Sikrav. Do not come close to her. So Le Sikrav also, Darshan, it says it twice, Le Sikrav, Le Sikrav. Nami Le Tifashu. It also means do not go away from her. So Le Sikrav really means do not come close to her. Do not go into her. But it says it twice in the Torah, so one time it means also, Le Tifash, do not go away from her. What do you mean, not do not go away from her? In our case, where you find yourself inside her when she becomes an Eda. So in such a case, the Torah is saying, Le Sikrav means Le Tifash, do not leave her the way you are now, but wait until the Eda becomes mace, becomes silk, and then leave. Now where do I find that Le Sikrav also means Le Tifash, do not go away? The Siddur says in the Pesach, Ho'imrim korev elecha al tigash bi kikidash ticha. So the Pesach here, Le Sikrav, korev elecha means here that the people telling the Navi, stay away from us. Rashi says, korev elecha means amoid biyatsmiko, stay where you are. So Rashi says, like Sonny Hador, the jokers of the generation were saying to the Navi, you stay by yourself, in other words, stay away from us. Do not come close to us. So Lashon of Karav does not mean come close, but it means Lashon of stay away. So also when the Pasuk says, Lo Sikrav, it also means do not leave your wife. Where is there a law not to leave your wife in our case? Where she became a Nida in the middle, that you have to wait until the Eva is made first. Turn it up, word like this. Pasuk says, Be Hezatem as B'nei Yisrael Mitumasim. You should warn the Jews from staying away from some type of a tumah. What is it going on? Omer Rabbi Yashia Mikan from here, Azor there's a lab, there's an Issa, Livnei Yisrael, Sheyifreshim Minishasehim, Samach Levestam. That the time of a period, when a period is supposed to come, that's called the Vesta. When she calculates how when it came last month, the next month, which day it's supposed to come, so the time that it's supposed to come, even though it did not come yet, you're supposed to stay away from your wife. There's an Azorah not to live with your wife that period of time. We'll soon see how long. So Pashat the Gemara's Mash, but it's an Issa the Uraisa. But really the Gemara neither Pashat's Tali if Vestas is the Uraisa or the Rabbanan. There is a Tzad to say, we hold this only Yosem of the Rabbanan. The Kama, how long is this Issa ply? Amarabba Oina. A period of time Oina means one 12-hour period. Either a daytime or a nighttime. In other words, the last time, let's say she saw a period by day, she saw the 20th day of the month. So the next month, the 20th day of the month, by day, you're also with her. So that Oimer, that period of time, whether it's a daytime, whether it's a nighttime, even though the Dam did not come yet, really she's Torah, still there's Nazara not to live with her. And the reason is because if you do live with her, that could cause the blood to come a little bit earlier. Because of the Tashmish, that will make the Dam needless come earlier. Therefore, those 12 hours, it's not about 12 hours, that period of day, or that period of night, even the last time she saw 6 in the afternoon, still now from the morning, she's also ready. Because we're afraid during that Oina, maybe the Dam would come. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Ben Yechoy, Kol She'enoi Parish Mishter Samach Levester, whoever is not nizir in this mitzvah does not stay away from his wife at the time when she's supposed to see a zeket, afilo hevel labonish of Nayarim, even though he has tremendous children like the Bnei Aaron, still there's a reason that may sin. This may be a reason why they may die. The pasuk says, "V'hizartim as Bnei Yisrael mitumasim." Watch, the Jews should watch themselves in this type of the tumah, and was saying is going on staying away from your wife the time of the period. V'hadavah b'nidoso, the somach le'ariyot, that the pasuk says, "Achremos." Afterwards, the two children of Bnei Aaron died. So I don't know if it means to say that's the reason why the children died, because Aaron wasn't Israel in this. It's coming up. The Gemara says different reasons why did Bnei Aaron die. Just means to teach us that if somebody is not Israel in this Issa of Nidah, so that could be a reason why maybe the child will die. Om Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Kol HaPerish Mishta, whoever does listen to this mitzvah, whoever stays away from his wife, Somach Levesta, that period of time that maybe she will see then, Heavy Labonim Sakharim, for the Zaycha to have children, there will be boys who will have Sakharim. The Pasuk says, La Havdo Benatomia Benator, you should make a difference between Tomi and Tor, which Rigida Darshan means stay away from your wife, maybe she's going to be Tomi then. The Samach by Rariyatha, the Pasuk says, Ishik, he says, we are the oldest Zaycha, that that's a schooler to have boys. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Yomar, Heavy Labonim Ruyin Leroy, even a bigger schooler. This is a schooler that your children will be a big Talmud Chacham, to be able to be a Rav, to be able to pass in Shilas, to teach people halachas. The Pasuk says, La Havdil Ula Hayrois, to be able to be La Hayrois, to teach other people also. Om Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaMavdil Al Ayayin B'Mitzoy Shabbosos, whoever makes Havdolah on Mitzoy Shabbos on wine, and he uses kosher wine, good wine, he's Mahadir to use good wine, it's a schooler that heavy law bonim zecharim. It's also a schooler to have for boys. The pasuk says, "La havdo ben hakodesh ben achol." Well, it says right after Hashem says over here, "La havdo ben hakodesh ben achol." That's havdala. Well, it says Hashem the pasuk before, "La havdo ben atomei ben ator," to make a difference between the tomei and the tor. What? Maybe. It says, the Noah says, Lahavdol Ayayin. Says, that's a school. The Mashmi does it. He does it. Yeah, it doesn't say it. It doesn't say it right. But with Vima Daisov, he does it the Hiddur. He does it the Hiddur. The Hiddur is to use wine. He does it the Hiddur. It's a school. So, and also it says, with Siv Hosom Lahavdol Ben Atom Ben Atol, the Somaklai, Isha Kisaz Ria. That's a school that you'll have boys. Yeah, Yeshua Ben Levi Yom, even more than that. Bonim Ruyam Lera. You'll have boys that are Tamil Chachamim. They'll be able to paskin because of this. Again, the Siv, it says, Lahavdu l'Lahayroi. Lahavdu, with a good Havdolah, you'll be Zaycha to have l'Lahayroi to be able to teach. Omer Rebbe Binyamin by Yefes. Omer Rebbe Loza. Kol ha-makadish yasatzmoy b'shas tashmish. Whoever is noig b'gedusha, Rashi says it means b'tznius. He does it with modesty, b'tznius. B'shas lives with his wife. Such an Indian is a schooler. Heavy light bonim zecharim. Again, you'll have boys because of that. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'iskadashtem v'yisam kedoshim." You should be knowing the kedusha, meaning be knowing b'tznius. The samachla ishikistazria. Right after there's the pasuk ishikistazria. So these are schoolers to have our boys. Now the Mishnah says, "Rebbe Lezer v'ima hasheretz v'nelim imenu." The Mishnah, we have three shittas. Again, we're talking about tumas mikdash kedoshov. A person was tomei in the morning, and he knew he was Tomei, then he forgets that he's Tomei, and he goes into the base of Middush, and then at night he realizes, so the Mishnah says it's Chayav HaKorban Eil of the Yerid. Now we're going, you have to have a Yediyah Batchila. You have to know that you were Tomei. And then you forgot that you were Tomei. So the Mishnah says both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva says, the only Chayav HaKorban if you forget that you were Tomei, but you know this is the base of Middush. Let's say you know that you're Tomei, just you forget this is the Beis Hamikdash, they both say you're potter from the korban. So really Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is saying the same thing in the Mishnah, that vanilla means you forget that you were tummy. So the Gemara is the question, my benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? They're both saying the same thing, that you only chay the korban if you forget that you were tummy, but you know this is the Beis Hamikdash. If you forget this is the Beis Hamikdash, and you know you're tummy, they both say you're potter. So what's the difference? That's the difference. Now, what does that mean? Rabbi Lezer Sovar Dinan Adiyoda, that at the beginning you have to have the Yediyah. You have to know you were Tamei. Now, Rabbi Lezer, you have to know what caused you to be Tamei. You have to know, Ibe Sheretz Itma, did you touch a dead Sheretz? That's what made you Tamei. Ibe Nevela Itma, did you touch a dead Behema? The Nevela of the Behema made you Tamei. That's Rabbi Lezer's Chiddush. That's true. You only chayv if you forget that you're tummy and you go in. But the first yediyah, when you knew you were tummy, it has to be that you know also what caused you to become tummy. Rabbi Kiva Sava now, loydinan adiyoda, you do not have to know what exactly, which type of a tumor caused you to be tummy. Just the chivan diyoda the itma boilam, loy salach ibe sheres itma ibe nevel itma. There's no difference what caused you to be tummy. As long as you know now that you are tummy, you had a yediyah, and then you forgot about it, and you went into the Beis Hamikdash, for that you chayav a korban. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. And the chususi, the pasuk, why? The chaynama ulu, ulu also says like this, that sheretz unevela ikibanayu. That's the difference that Rabbi Lezer holds. You have to know exactly what caused you to become tummy. Because the ula, ramid Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer, mishani. We see it from the fact that ula asked the question on Rabbi Lezer himself, and he gave an answer. He asked like this, Mi yomu Rabbi Lezer, is it true that Rabbi Lezer says that dinan adiyoda ibe sheretz itma ibe nevela itma? Is it true that you have to know exactly what caused you to become a? You have to know if you became tamei through a sheretz or through a dead behema? Or Rabbi Minu, I have a question on this. There's another halach in Hurri, it's like this, that Omer Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Monefshach, what's the difference? Chelev ochal chayiv Neiser Rokha Chayiv. This person has a doubt whether he ate Chayiv or whether he ate Neiser, leftover meat of Kachim. So Rabbi Lezer says he's Chayiv a Korban Chatef anyway. What's the difference? No matter which one of the two he ate, he's Chayiv a Korban. So what's the difference? The same thing if the person has a doubt. Shabbos Chilel Chayiv. He was Machal Shabbos Chayiv a Korban. And Yom Kippurim Chilel Chayiv. He's Chayiv a Korban. So the person has a doubt. He's not sure whether he was Mechal or Shabbos or Mechal or Yom Kippur, the Shogeg, Rabbi Lezer says he's Chayav a Korban. Doesn't make a difference even though he doesn't know for sure which Chet, but he knows he did a Chet that's Mechayav a Korban, so he has to bring a Korban. The same case, Ishtoi Nida Boal Chayav, Achoisoi Boal Chayav. He has a doubt whether he lived with his wife when she was a Nida, that he's Chayav Korban or he's Chayav a Korban, the Shogeg, or else he has a doubt maybe he lived with his sister when she, the Shogeg, and he's a Chayav a Korban then. So Yeshua said, Rabbi Lezer holds, this person is Chayav a Korban, even though he's not sure exactly which chet he did, so what? But Lamaisi did something wrong, that's Mechayav a Korban, he has to bring a Korban. On this, Omolah Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back to Rabbi Lezer, no, Harayuayma, the Pasuk says, Oy hoida eilov chatosoi, ashechota bo. So Medai said, what is the Chayav a Korban? If Levi realizes he did a chet, ashechota bo, next word, the person has to know exactly what chet did he do. So here where he has a doubt whether it was wife or a sister, whether it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur, he'll be sure all his potter for the korban. But you see, according to Rabbi Lezer, here to the chayav of korban, you do not have to know exactly which chet you did. So how come in our mishnah Rabbi Lezer holds by the tumas mikdash shegudoshav, you bedafka have to know exactly how you became tamei? Here with Medantik, you have to know exactly whether you first became tummy through a sheretz or through a behema, nevela. What's the difference? Where is this portion? Well, Mishani Ula answered, Hosam over there by this chatois, chota, vehevi yom rachmona. No, forget. Rabbi Lezer holds over here by a chiv chatis, ashechota. We'll soon see what he does with the word bo. The pasuk says, ashechota vehevi yom rachmona. Chota kolshu. Anytime you did a chet, any type of a chet, you chayav a korban. So here, you're not sure whether it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur, but either way, you chayav a korban. It's called ashechota.
Would it be the same? Even though Shabbos is Sfira.
Right, right. Well, you, right, because you did a b'shagig now. So then you did a b'shagig, the chayav korban.
Let's see. Here, the
pasuk
says, v'chol dov atomei, the person had any type of atomei on him when he went into the Beis Hamikdash, that he chayav a korban. But the pasuk also says, "Oy benavela sheretz tamei," or else maybe touched a dead sheretz. The question is, lomeli, what does the pasuk have to say extra? Nevela Sheret, it said already, Bechol Dov Atomei. Shemarino, the Pesuk is teaching us, Medina Nadi Yoda, I Besheret Sitmei, Benevela Sitmei. We have a Reblezol here by the cloud, by the Chiddush of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadosho, that you have to know you were Tomei first. The Pharaoh is telling us you have to also know what caused you to be Tomei. You have to know it was a Sheret or wasn't Nevela. That's Reblezol Svarah. Therefore, there's no Sphira to the other places. Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do with this Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Lez is right. The Bosnia says extra, Oyvin Avela Sheret, Mashma, you have to know that's the Sheret. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not extra. Or even though it's extra, we don't use it.